Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the St. Bridget's Girls School podcast.
In today's episode, we're talking about sustainability and sustainability sessions at fifth class from Ms. Gavin and Ms. McCarthy's class recently took part in.
Over a number of sessions, we learned about climate change, sustainable development, climate justice, fast fashion, upcycling, biodiversity loss, and ways we can help the environment.
The sessions were delivered in our school by a facilitator named Kate, and today we're going to talk about what we did and what we learned.
First, we are joined by our facilitator, Kate, who delivered the sustainability session in our class.
Kate, thank you for joining us on the St. Bridget's Girls' School podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's been an absolute delight coming in every week. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Can you tell us a little bit about the sustainability program and what the aim of the session was?
So I facilitate a course for Education for Sustainability, and our aim is to integrate climate science into everyday school systems.
Why do you think it's important for primary school students to learn about sustainability and caring for the environment?
I think learning about climate science and the impacts and sustainability is important for everyone to learn about, but it's especially important for our future leaders who are going to help us to build solutions for all of the things that come up.
What were some of the main topics we explored during the sessions?
So we covered climate science and what that means for climate change and extreme weather impacts. We did sustainability development and a definition of what sustainability is. We did the 17 sustainable goals from the UN. We did global justice, talking about the impacts of climate change with people all around the world. And we also did plastic processing, fast fashion, upcycling, and even touched on biodiversity. And it's all interconnected.
Now we're going to hear from some of the students from Ms. Gavin and Ms. McCarthy's fifth class who took part in the program.
First question, what were some of the activities you did during the sustainability sessions?
Well, Maisie, the activities with Kate were lots of fun and educational as well. We started off the first session by eating insects like crickets and mealworms. There was mixed feelings on that. We then did a rope activity on a later session to show us that the community and sustainability was all linked. We even made bags out of t-shirts to learn about upcycling. And to end everything off, we gave Kate and her co-worker a tour of our school garden, which they were very impressed by. What?
Did you do any group work or games during the sessions?
We played so many games involving teamwork. The game I'm going to focus on is the country auto game. We all had a card with information all about a country. Some of the topics were population and life expectancy. Kate would call out one of the topics and we would line up starting with the smallest. We needed to work together making sure we were in the correct order. It was really fun learning while playing a game.
What was your favorite activity or part of the session?
My personal favorite activity that we have done with Kate was definitely making tote bags out of old t-shirts.
Why was that your favorite part?
It was my favorite part because we got to learn a lot about fast fashion and upcycling at the same time as having fun and getting creative.
Did anything you learned during the session surprise you?
What surprised me the most was probably that insects such as mealworms and crickets held the same nutritional values as meat from animals, which is better for the environment.
What did you learn about fast fashion?
I learned that fast fashion can be upcycled, recycled, and is reused, which makes it very sustainable and can be very stylish. And we learned this by upcycling old t-shirts into tote bags.
Did you learn anything about climate change or protecting wildlife?
Yes, we learned that animals and wildlife have a huge impact on our community and are connected to everything and a solution to many problems. Some reasons why animals are amazing included pollination, seed dispersal, and nutrient cycling. Some of the main animals we had learned about are bees, elephants and worms, and about biodiversity and sustainability.
Have the sessions made you think about any changes you could make at home or at school?
Well, I've started to make sure that all of the lights in my house are turned off and to make sure that all of the right things are in the right bins at all times.
What's one thing you think our school could do to become more sustainable?
I don't think there are many things that our school could do to become more sustainable, but maybe we could get most of the school to bring in their own hand towels instead of using the paper towels in the bathroom. And since we get hot food now, maybe we could bring in our own forks.
Before we finish, we have one more question for Kate. What do you hope students take away from these sustainability sessions?
So with each session, I'm hoping that I'm leaving the girls thinking about how to solve the problems that they see rather than waiting for someone to tell them what solution is needed.
That's all for today's episode of the St. Bridget's Girls School Podcast.
Thank you to Kate and all the students from Miss Gavin and Miss McCarthy's fifth class who took part.